This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to another episode of the Stories of the Prophets. And we are with episode number 45 and session number 14. So episode 45, session 14. So far, 14 lessons just talking about Musa alayhi salam. 14 lessons just talking about Musa alayhi salam. And the entire series so far, this is lesson number 45, episode number 45. So subhanAllah, 14 lessons about Musa, 45 lessons altogether. And we're still just with Musa alayhi salam when we still have so many other prophets to cover. So I think by the time we finish the series, maybe inshallah ta'ala, we'll have 70 episodes or whatnot. So this is very exciting. I'm really happy. Jazakumullah khair. Facebook here and Instagram there. May Allah just bless you all. Jazakumullah khair for joining. Yesterday we were talking about Musa's miracles, right? After the confrontation with the sorcerers and after Fir'aun, wanting to kill Musa alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa or gave Fir'aun so many chances to take heed, you know, by altogether sending 9 clear evidence and 9 clear, you know, signs. Let us go to those signs quickly, inshallah ta'ala. The first sign or the first miracle was the, let me ask you, let's go with my, those viewers, barakallahu fikum, those on Instagram and those on Facebook. Let us start with those 9 clear signs. Sign number 1, what was it? Remember? Yalla, quickly, inshallah ta'ala. I know I cannot see you, but you can see me, right? So that does not mean that you guys cannot participate. So, yalla, tell me, what are those clear signs? Number 1 is the staff, is the stick, you know, that turned into snake. That's number 1. What's number 2? What's number 2? What's number 2? Yeah, you're right so far. So, what's number 2? The white hand. Yeah, the bright hand. Jazakallah khair. When he put his hand into his side, and then it turned, in turn, bright, in turn, illuminated with light. So, that's white. Naam. So, what's the third sign? What's the third sign? The third sign? Light on his hand. Yes, that was the second one. What's the third one? The third one, the third sign. The naqs min al... Yes, exactly. Naz thabit. It was the drought. The drought, which is, you know, the drought, the famine that was being afflicted upon them. So what's the, that was number 3, what's number 4? What's number 4? Number 4, it's the opposite. Yes, it was the rain, yani the flood. So a tofan, the flood, a tofan. And after the tofan, what's number 5? Number 5, okay, she's just mentioning all of them. Number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, afflicted upon them, al-jarad, locust, and then al-qummal, lice, al-dafada, frogs, and then to flee with Ben Sayyid, yeah, but what was the... Well, there's locusts. Yes, we talked about locusts. We talked about, you know, the al-qummal, lice. We talked about al-dafadi', frogs. Frogs were everywhere. Frogs were, you know, everywhere in the fields, in the houses. This is only upon Bani Israel, the Egyptians, by the way. Nothing was happening onto the side of Bani Israel. The Bani Israel side was fine. But these signs, these miracles were only happening against the Egyptians. There's one, what was before that, before the skin disease, blood. So that was also happening against, you know, the Egyptians. And the blood, brothers and sisters, was really interesting. The blood is the water. They would just go and drink some water. The water would turn into blood. The river, the Nile, turned into blood. So, but from the side of the Egyptian, of the Ben Israel, it was fine. That Ben Israel would take some, let's say, some water to drink. It would be water. And then when the Egyptian would, let's say, you know, will take the from the same tap or from the same, you know, place, then it will turn into blood for the Egyptians. Let's say an Egyptian was with an Israeli, right? So the Israeli is drinking that water, which is, you know, water, fine. And then he will give it to the Egyptian. The Egyptian will, you know, the water will turn into blood. And then the Egyptian will give it back to the Israeli. The Israeli will, the water will turn into water. He will give it back to the Egyptian. The Egyptian that was about to drink, the water would turn into blood. Ajib. And then blood, then he would give it back to the Banu Israeli. The Israeli, the water would turn into water. So this punishment again was just against Banu, was against the Egyptians. And the last but not least, my brothers and sisters, we have the rijs, the ta'un, that plague that happened, you know, to them. So those all together were nine clear signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent against them so that they may take heed. But at the very end, Fir'aun, you know, and his people, they قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 134, يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك لئن كشفت عنا الرجز لنؤمنن لك ولنرسلن معك بني إسرائيل. Oh Musa, invoke your Lord, call your Lord to alleviate this ta'un, this punishment upon us, to remove this punishment upon us. If he was to do so, we will believe in you and we shall send Banu Israel with you. So Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the following verse in Surah Al-A'raf 135, فلما كشفنا عنهم الرجز إلى هم إذا أجل هم بالغون فلما كشفنا عنهم الرجز إلى أجل هم بالغون إذا هم ينكثون. And then when we remove the ridge, this punishment upon them, إذا هم ينكثون, then behold, they broke their promise, they broke their word. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that punishment, they broke their promise, they broke their word, so they went back into their kufr. فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took retribution from them. I want to share with you some ayat from Surah Yunus. So please, if you have the Quran to follow up with me, that would be great. If you have the Quran, you can pull Surah Yunus, verse number 87. 87, 88, and 89. To see what, it's really beautiful how Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the story of Musa and Fir'aun in so many different, you know, chapters, in so many different surahs. Here he mentions something, you know, a little bit, and in this other surah he mentions more. In this other surah he describes even more detail. You know, there are so many intricacies from one surah to another, subhanAllah. Yani, this is why I mentioned that the story of Musa is the story that is the most mentioned in the Quran amongst all the other prophets. In Surah Yunus, verse number 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّآ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا. خلاص, after Fir'aun broke his promise and his people, after they broke his promise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa and Harun and his brother, أَن تَبَوَّآ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Not only that Musa, Fir'aun, did not break his promise, but also again he vowed to kill Musa and to kill Banu Israel and to kill their men, to kill their children, and to mistreat their women, you know, to do haram with the women. So Banu Israel were quite, you know, disappointed when they said to Musa, Musa, you caused us trouble when before you left, or when you left, and you caused us trouble once you came back again. You know, look at Banu Israel and look at the trouble that, subhanAllah, they are accusing Musa of. They're saying, oh, Musa, you caused us harm before, you know, before you, when you left. When you left, yani when you escaped from Egypt, you caused us harm, and you caused us also harm after you came back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa and his brother Harun. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّآ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمُصْرَ بُيُوتًا. O Musa, take dwellings for your people in Egypt. Take dwellings and make your dwellings a place for your worship and perform salah. Yani, as you go into problems and difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh Musa, tell your people to invoke me by means of salah. Yani, when you go into hardship, brothers and sisters, the key to hardship is, you know, to patience, here is salah. And perform salah. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. As-salah, as-salah, as-salah. Yes, they used to have their own prayers. At the time, there was not like five daily prayers that we have today. It was not like Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha like we have today. That was something that was gifted with to the Prophet Muhammad and his Ummah. But they used to have their own salah. Like Isa, he used to have his own salah as well. He used to pray, Aqimu salah. But their salah was different than ours. Maybe they would pray sitting down, or maybe they would pray standing, or they were just doing their own, you know, they were doing their own prayer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa aqimu salah, and perform the prayers, wa bashiri al mu'mineen, and give glad tidings to the believers. And then Musa, my brothers, listen to this, brothers and sisters, this is amazing. This bit on Surah Yunus, verse number 88, it's really amazing. Why amazing? I'll tell you why, but you've got to tell me if you people are really ready to hear this. You know, are you really ready to hear why verse number 88 is amazing? 88 from Surah Yunus. I'll tell you, but you people, because I'm going to connect it with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to connect this verse 88 from Surah Yunus with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you all got to tell me, do you want to hear it? Do you want to really hear why this surah or why this ayah is really, really amazing? You're ready. Yashmin, she's ready. How about those guys on Facebook? Naam, Thabit, Naam, Naz, Thabit, Tayyib. Huh? So if you say Naam, that means yes, Nawal. So we've got somebody in Canada, we've got somebody in Belgium, and we've got people in the UK saying yes. So let's go with that then, inshallah ta'ala. We got people almost covering all over the continent. Okay, here we go. And we got people as well, you know, from Facebook saying yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّ عَن سَبِيلِكَ ربنا اطمس على أموالهم واشدد على قلوبهم فلا يؤمنوا حتى يروا العذاب الأليم.
Musa made dua against Fir'aun and his people. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لكل نبي دعوة مستجابة. Every prophet has dua that is granted مستجاب. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, every prophet has a dua, has some sort of supplication that it is granted, that Allah will grant. And the Prophet Muhammad said, all the prophets, they have utilized their dua. All the prophets, Nuh used it, Musa used it, Ibrahim used it. He had that dua. They have many, but they have, of course they had many duas, but they have one particular dua that Allah will grant, promised. Nuh made it against his people. Allah answered it. Musa used this dua against Fir'aun and Allah answered it. And Allah answered it. Allah answered his dua in the following verse. Verse number 89. So in verse number 88, Musa says, our Lord, you have indeed bestowed Fir'aun and his people splendor and wealth.
So this is what Musa is saying. Oh my Lord, you have indeed bestowed Fir'aun and his people splendor and wealth in this life of this world. Our Lord. So this is the dua. He's cursing Fir'aun and his people. He's saying, our Lord, Rabbana, that they may lead men astray from you. Rabbana, our Lord, destroy their wealth. Here's number one. Destroy their wealth. Rabbana, atmis ala amwalihim. Khalas, they're not believing. And they're causing harm. And they're causing mischief. And zulm, oppression. So Musa tried and tried and tried and tried. At the end, Musa raised his hand, invoking Allah, cursing Fir'aun and his people. So he's saying, Rabbana, O our Lord, itmis ala qulubihim. Itmis ala amwalihim. Destroy their wealth. And harden their hearts. Wajdud ala qulubihim. And harden their hearts, so that they will not believe until they see the painful torment. Allahu Akbar. So that they will not believe until they see the torment. Musa is making dua against them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy their hearts and for Allah to harden, not to soften, for Allah to harden their hearts so that they will not believe until they see the punishment, the torment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad said, all the prophets, they had dua, a dua that is mustajab, that is granted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he says, all the prophets have utilized their dua, they have utilized them, except Prophet Muhammad. He says, except me, I have stored my dua to be used in the Day of Judgment as an intercession for my people, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Prophet Muhammad, just like all the prophets, he had also a dua that is mustajab. He had a dua that is mustajab. But Prophet Muhammad did not utilize his dua. He kept it. He sacrificed so much that he sacrificed that dua that Allah has given him, which he could have made for Allah to guide maybe his ankle. Understand? Maybe to guide his ankle. Maybe to guide his mother. Right? He had that dua. But he chose and preferred to store it and not to utilize it until the Day of Judgment, so that he can use that dua as an intercession for you and I in the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Allah and his messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels, they send salutations upon Prophet Muhammad. All you who believe, send salutation upon him. Sisters and brothers, send salutation upon Prophet Muhammad. Say, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, ya Rabb, ya Rabb, ya Rabb, Allah, ya Rabb, Allah. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Yunus, verse number 89, قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا فَاسْتَقِيمَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. When Musa made that dua against Fir'aun and his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. Your dua was being answered. Fir'aun was making dua and Harun was saying Ameen. Harun was next, you know, two brothers, two prophets together. And there's another prophet to be with them. All right, sisters and brothers, I want to give away one more gift. Well, I don't know. Would anybody would like to come live with me on Instagram? Who wants to come live with me on Instagram? I want to ask a question. Who wants to come live with me on Instagram? I want to ask a question for a prize. For a prize. So who wants to come live on Instagram with me just to answer one question? And I shall give them a prize, inshallah ta'ala. Anybody? Maybe I will choose Sister Fatima and Brother Ghani. Sister Fatima and Brother Ghani. Maybe they can go live with me. They can answer that question. Yalla, Fatima and Ghani. I'm trying to go live with you. Come on. Fatima and Brother Kareem, Ghani Kareem. I'm trying to go live with you to answer one question to get a prize. Anybody? No? Oh, she's not actually going live. Okay. Anybody else? No? All right. So Musa is making dua and his brother Harun is saying Ameen. Musa is saying, Rabbana atmis ala amwalihim. Rabbana atmis ala amwalihim. Oh, our Lord, destroy their wealth. And Harun was saying Ameen. And then Musa said, and harden their hearts. Washdud ala qulubihim. And Harun was saying Ameen. You know, but there was another prophet. There's another prophet to be. Was also with them. So, Sister Fatima, here we go. There we go. Yalla, come live. You want to go live to get that prize? No? Okay, we're connecting. Hey, they're in the car. They're driving. They're driving. Walaikum salam. They're driving. Most probably going to the lake. Maybe because it's really nice today.
Maybe no, go. No lake today. This is where we are.
Oh, of course, ice cream. Of course, of course, ice cream. It's hot today. So that will be a very, very nice thing to have. And you know where I live. You can just, to go. You can throw, send it to go, inshallah, the ice cream.
No problem. Order it. We'll drop it off. No problem.
Sister Fatima, there is a prophet to be. He was with Musa at the time and Fir'aun and Harun. What's the name of that prophet?
Say that again.
Okay, you have Musa and Harun, two prophets.
Yes.
And there's a third boy with them who's to be a prophet. He will be a prophet as well. Who's that boy? What's his name?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Your God and my God are the same.
No, Harun.
Then he said,
what was Moses?
We said Musa and Harun together. Yes. You have Musa and Harun, already two prophets. And there is a third one to be prophet, also with them. By the way, this man, when Musa dies and Harun dies, when they will both die, he will take over. Ben Israel.
Oh. Well, Khidr wasn't a prophet, right?
Who?
Khidr was not a prophet.
No, Khidr was not a prophet. Al-Khidr, you mean Al-Khidr? Al-Khidr wasn't a prophet. No,
Al-Khidr wasn't a prophet.
No. But hey, he's the same boy. He's the same boy who was with Musa when they went to meet Al-Khidr.
Give me a hint. First initial or something?
You. It starts with you. You.
You, not Yunus.
No, it starts with you. It is not a very well-known prophet. It's not a very well-known prophet, but it has an Israeli name. It's like an Israeli, Bani Israel name.
Yunus?
No, not Yunus. Yunus, we already spoke about Yunus.
Yusha.
Yes, Yusha ibn Nun. Yusha ibn Nun, that's him, Yusha.
Okay. Yusha.
All right.
There you go.
That's it. You won your prize. I will let Sister Baraka, Sister Baraka Hearts know about your canvas or your bookmark, inshallah, customized.
Inshallah.
Yeah, but do text me your address. Do text me your address.
Really, Shukriya?
Yes, I need. I know where you live, but I don't know the exact address with the zip code and all that.
Inshallah.
All right. Okay. So you won. Jazakallah khair. Enjoy your ice cream. Ice cream and winning the prize, mashallah. All right, cool. Alaikum salam. You can need to close this because I'm not able to close it from me here. You need to end the call.
Hold on.
I don't know what happened.
Okay, I canceled.
Brother Karim. Oh, he's driving. He's driving. Alaikum salam.
How you doing, Chef?
Alhamdulillah. Hey. Just
how's everything?
Corona has made your beard turn gray.
I'm getting old.
No, Corona did this. Before Corona, your beard was just like, you know, very like clear, solid black. Either Corona or something happening at home.
Alhamdulillah, it's good.
All right, mashallah.
Mashallah.
Mashallah. Hey man, stay young. Or go back and do something to that beard, man. You know, Sister
she's telling me to always, you know, color it, but I like it gray.
I like it gray too. I like it like this. Look, you know, I like it gray. I like it gray. Yeah, because you know what? You know, gray means things, right? Means gray.
Lots of mullah.
All right. Have a great day. Have a great weekend, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum. I don't know how to turn this off. Yeah, you guys have to turn it off from your end. It's not coming from me. There is an end button somewhere. All right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam in Surah Al-Dukhan, verse number 23. In Surah Al-Dukhan, verse number 23. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِ لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. And we revealed to Musa, depart with my servants by night. By night. Surely you will be pursued by Fir'aun. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam to depart with Banu Israel. To depart with Banu Israel. Brothers and sisters, imagine, you know how many Banu Israel were there? 600,000 just men. 600,000 people, just men. And Musa was to collect all of them. And then the women. And then the children. And then the elderly people. You know, so we're talking about over 600,000 people that Musa was ordered to take, you know, to depart with at night. Because Fir'aun is also doing his work, trying to, you know, sending his spies to just making sure that, you know, if there's any news coming from Banu Israel. So Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to Musa, depart at night. فأرسل في المدائن حاشرين. Musa needed few times, you know, needed some time to prepare all these 600,000 people. It's not like an hour or two. 600 people, you have it's not a town here. It's almost a country, right? It's almost a country. It's a huge city. It's a huge city. You know, Toronto is I don't know how many, maybe 1, 2, 3 million people living in Toronto. So we're talking about, you know, 600,000 people to organize together and to depart at night. So it took him some time. But Fir'aun also sent his soldiers. as they departed and they left, Musa, you know, was in the back, and Banu Israel in the front. They parted and parted and walked and parted and parted until they reached the Red Sea. And they got blocked, the sea, the Red Sea. The people from Banu Israel, they turned to Musa. Ya Musa, Ya Musa! Musa is in the back. So Musa made way to the front. Made way. You have, again, remember, 600,000 just men, not let alone the women and the children. Musa, Ya Musa, we're stuck. Is this what your Lord told you to do, to go to? Musa said, yes, that's where my Lord told me to go to. They're stuck. They're not able to move. And then they looked back into the horizon. They looked back and they saw Fir'aun and his soldiers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Shu'ara, verse number 61. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ When the two parties, the two hosts saw each other, the people of Banu Israel, they said, we are sure that we'll be overtaken. We are sure that we'll be overtaken. They told Musa, Ya Musa, they turned to Musa, are you sure? Is this where your Lord told you to go to? Musa said, yes, that's where my Lord told me to go to. They look up, they look back, and they see Fir'aun coming from far with his soldiers. Ya Musa, Ya Musa, are you sure? Is this where your Lord told you to go to? Yes, this is where my Lord told me to go to. With all firmness, this is where my Lord told me to go to. So they said, Inna lamudrakun, surely we will be overtaken. Fir'aun will arrest us all and he will kill us. Then Musa, with all yaqeen, conviction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, Qala kalla, inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen. Nay, inna ma'i. Allah is with me and he shall guide me. He did not say, Allah is with us all. We, Bani Israel, because Bani Israel, they caused Musa so much hard time. They're still not believing, despite all the clear signs. A lot of them still are, they're having doubts. A lot of them are having doubts. So they call them to tell Musa, Musa, are you sure? Are you sure? Okay, khalas, inna lamudrakun. Inna lamudrakun. We'll surely be overtaken. And then Musa said, Kalla inna ma'i rabbi. Kalla inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen. Indeed, no, indeed. Verily, Allah is with me and he shall guide me. Allah is with me and he shall guide me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa. Ya Musa, you know that stick that you have with you? Musa, that stick, that staff that you have with you? This is Surah Shu'ara, verse number 63. That stick that you have with you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانُ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ O Musa, that staff that you have with you. All right, this is what you're going to do. O Musa, hit the فَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ Hit the ocean. In fact, there was a man on his horse. Who is that man who is his horse? A man who is that cousin of Bani Israel, that cousin, yani that Musa's cousin, that some people said, he was on his horse. So he tried to go with his horse to the water, but then he couldn't, proceed, and then he came back, and then he went, and then he came back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ يَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ We revealed to Musa, strike the sea with your stick. Strike the sea with your stick. By the way, sisters and brothers, this is amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have just, told the sea to part ways, and the sea will part ways. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa to strike the sea with his stick. Why? Why? Why, brothers and sisters? Allah, all he has to do is be, and it is. Be, and it is. But he told Musa, the stick that you have, strike the sea, it will part ways. And each part became like a huge mountain, كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ The sea split in two sides, and then each part became like a huge mountain. It part ways for Musa and Banu Israel. Why he had to strike the sea with his staff, with his stick? Why Allah Azza wa Jal didn't just open, you know, with his command, order the sea to part ways? Number one, so that they believe again, another miracle before them, so that they see, believe. And again, one more thing, sisters and brothers. Allah wants Musa to take action, plus tawakkul, less tabit. You're right. Two things. Action plus tawakkul, nas tabit, you're right. Action to take action. I mean, a stick, my brothers, a stick, you know, does not open an ocean. The stick, the staff would not open the ocean, would not part the ocean ways. It does not do that, makes no sense. Yet, use the common, you know, use action. Take action. Hit, strike the sea with your stick. And then the stick part, you know, parted ways. And also for Banu Israel to believe again, one more sign, one more miracle. So 9 and this one, 10 again, 10 altogether. 9 clear signs, 9 miracles. And this is, you know, miracle number 10. 10 miracles for Banu Israel. And you will see what they will do later on when they will be with Musa alayhi salam in the desert. You will see all, despite all these miracles, they will still and ask Musa for other stuff. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So my brothers and sisters, the sea parted ways and become like a huge mountain. And not only that, brothers and sisters, not only that, and the land, the sea became dry for Umar, astaghfirullah, for Musa alayhi salam. The sea, right, parted, and then the ground became dry. Of course, when the sea, you know, parted, this water, you will have like a mud. They will be walking on mud. No, they were not walking on mud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth flat and dry for those 600,000 men, plus the other, you know, plus women and children and elderly people to walk and cross the Red Sea. Allahu Akbar. They crossed. They went into the other side. Khalas, they're safe. But Fir'aun reached the other bank of the other side. Fir'aun reached the other side. So now, Fir'aun, he wants to cross. Fir'aun wants to cross. But then he got scared. He did not do. He did not, you know. So people, they're waiting, his soldiers are waiting. Fir'aun, what should we do? And then Fir'aun, you know, just not to show his weakness, he told his people, see, look, even the sea parted for me. Even the sea got split for me. Look at his takabbur. Look at his arrogance. He saw the miracle right there, subhanAllah, before his eyes. Then, instead of believing one more time, he's telling his people, look, the sea opened for me. Yalla, move. He was scared to move. You know, brothers and sisters, what happened when Fir'aun got scared to move? What made him move? Do you have any idea what made him move? Because he had to cross. Do you have any idea what made him move? Anybody? Any sister and brother from Facebook and Instagram? He got scared. He told his people, the sea parted for me. Okay, yalla, move, cross. He was scared. He did not want to cross. But something happened that made him cross. What that thing that happened that made him cross? Do you know that, sisters and brothers? What made Fir'aun cross the sea? Musa is in the other end watching and looking. And Ben Israel are saying, Musa, they're crossing, they're gonna cross. Do something. Here's the stick. Hit the ground again, hit the sea again. No. So what happened, brothers and sisters? Brothers and sisters, what happened? What made Fir'aun cross the sea? What made Fir'aun cross the sea? No. He was arrogant initially. He was arrogant. He is arrogant. He told his people, look, the sea parted for me. The sea parted for me. But something happened. that made him cross. He had to cross. Something happened that made him cross. He did not want to look weak. No, he was scared. But something happened that made him cross. And so far, none of you have answered that question. None of you have answered that question. It is definitely a cliffhanger. I will tell you tomorrow something amazing that made Fir'aun cross. Without even him wanting. He did not want to cross. He was on his horse. Something happened to his horse. Something happened to his horse that made him cross the Red Sea. What is it? Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, Sunday, inshallah, we will talk about, you know, Musa after he crossed the sea and Fir'aun wanting to cross the sea. What's going to happen to Fir'aun? What's going to happen to Musa? As soon as they cross, they are in the desert now, you know, towards the Jordan and towards the Sham. The people of Banu Israel, they should have all believed now. They should all have believed. But subhanAllah, they saw people in this tribe doing something. They met some people in a tribe doing something. And they went to Musa one more time asking him for something. There are too many somethings here, but I'm not going to reveal what those some things are until tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. So tomorrow we'll resume the story of Musa alayhi salam and Banu Israel and what's going to happen to Fir'aun, you know, after he dies, as we all know he's going to die. But what's going to happen to him? Because the Egyptians would believe that, you know, Fir'aun doesn't die. The Egyptians, they believe that Fir'aun does not die. He's Rabb. He's the Lord. He doesn't die. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them the evidence. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that will be tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Zakum Allah khair. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Thank you so much for joining. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all. Barakallahu feekum. Zakum Allah khair. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Salamu alaykum, sisters and brothers. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, inshallah. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Zakum Allah khair. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala. Salamu alaykum. Thank you, sisters and brothers. Those of you on Facebook, thank you. Barakallahu feekum, Brother Hafiz, Naseema, Waleed, and all of you there. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum. And those of you on Instagram, thank you so much. Barakallahu feekum. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.